say thank you to Dr. Gold and the unit at Texas A&M and the folks that helped us, and then the fine folks at the ABC Pest and Lawn Services. One other note, too, this project did start in the late 90s with Rome Polonc when they had the pending Termidor label and the research going on, and it's lived through, this project has to go through, what, four mergers, which is better than all the employees have done in those time frames. A little bit about Termidor. We've heard a little bit about it. Of course, the active ingredient is fipronil. We were looking at residential structure treatments with active, with activity being there at the time of treatment, and looking also at the efficacy of these treatments over time as well as initially, and then taking soil samples and analyzing those for residues. And at the end, of course, we'll go, if we have time, we'll have a bit of questions. Fipronil belongs to a class of chemistry known as the phenylpyrazoles. The family itself are called the fiprols, and Jody talked about metabolites. They will be considered as part of the fiprol family. Some of the statistics, and you know, this is kind of neat, just look at a time frame of how something comes from development to market. And really, 6 years from development in the first synthesization in 1987 to commercial use in France is actually fairly quick. And you can see it's a broad-spectrum insecticide used in crop production, protection, as well as in urban situations also. And it can be used in quite low dose rates to provide the control that we need in the environment. Some of the qualities of it that make it work as it does, certainly mentioned earlier about the non-repellent nature of the material. The insects can go into those treated zones, interact with those active treatment areas. And then we even get a little bit of horizontal transfer that occurs at many times. It's very good activity by contact as well as by ingestion. And we get some residual natures depending on the environment in which it's put. And the mode of action is a little unique as a GABA blocker. Some of the things that play in the characteristics of long-term persistence is, you know, what is the mobility of the compounds that we're looking at? Are they water-soluble, not water-soluble? How do they bind to the soil? Is there a vapor pressure that we're concerned about that may leave the environment we put it on? And also the half-life itself and how it reacts within the different soil pHs. These are some of the things that can affect persistence of various types of liquid insecticides. If we looked at sorption to soil, that's a very critical part of it. Because when we apply a termiticide to a soil, it can bind to the soil, it can bind to surfaces, it can interact with the plant root zone, it may get into a water profile. These are all the opportunities it may actually interact with and we need to look at. We have some other work ongoing with Texas A&M helping us evaluate some of that too. And we can look at the soil sorption coefficient, and one of that would be like, what's the concentration of the AI that's stuck to the soil, sorbed to the soil, versus that concentration that might be in solution. And we can use that to measure that sorption coefficient. Then we can relate that directly to the organic carbon concentration, and that'll give us another comparison we can do between different active ingredients. And if we look at some of the characteristics of the active ingredients that are available, commercially available materials now, you can see, for instance, bifenthrin has a very high soil binding KOC. It's going to stick hard and not move. Certainly, chlorpenifer, cypermethrin, chlorpyrifos, and the fiprols are all in that way, too. And permethrin a little bit less, and imidacloprid a little bit less also. And you can kind of see some of the ranges. Usually greater than 1,000 we consider as being materials that would bind strongly to the soil. Water solubility is another thing we look at. Certainly if it doesn't bind to the soil, but yet it's not water soluble, it still may stay there for quite a long time, and then have the binding forces over time, they will accumulate. And really, the materials that we use across the board, with possible exception, imidacloprid, we get very, you know, very low water solubility. Even imidacloprid has a moderate water solubility. But still, if it doesn't go into the water solubility itself or doesn't get solubilized, there's less chance of leaching and moving. And the other question is volatility. And really, all the products that we use now across the board have a very low volatility rating, and the chances of them gassing off and going into a non-target arena are quite low. Persistence is the other factor that we want to look at. We want to look at the half-life of these materials. When fipronil was first being evaluated, of course, it's looked at a lot in agricultural situations. And in ag situations, even when they treat the soil and then incorporate it or roll it over, we get half-lives anywhere from 3 to 7 months. And, you know, it depends a little bit on the organic carbon type of soil and how it's incorporated. But there is that's persistent half-lives that we see. Now, termite control treatments, that's different. I know a lot of early work with chlorpyrifos, with Dursban. When we dig a trench, incorporate the soil, roll it over, we even get longer half-lives with a lot of our materials that are out there. And, you know, we want to look at some of the material, look at fipronil and see how persistent it is. Also, I want to mention it's quite active. Jody had some great work showing the LD50s earlier on that, and of course that's relative to how long the exposure time is. I believe Texas A&M has done some of their minimum inhibitory concentration tests, and they've seen 3 parts per million. Some of the earlier stuff that we've seen published has been as low as 0.8 micrograms per termite, depending on exposure times. And there was mention of metabolites earlier. We do have some metabolization that will occur with fipronil over time. And the point I want to make here is that with these different types of metabolites, three of those are certainly active to termites. So that can give you extended control of termites over time through the metabolic process. So here's the treatments. We had 13 homes in the Austin area. They were all active with eastern subterranean termite infestations. We had 7 WG treatments and 6 SC, just formulation differences. Still the same amount of fipronil per 0.06% per area. And we had the Rhône-Poulenc pending Termidor label that we followed in 1998. And you can see we did inspections at 1 week after treatment, then 3, 6, 12, and all the way up to 96 months after treatment. Took tank samples at the initial mixing time, soil samples pre and post treatment, and we ran bioassays, of which Chris Kiefer in his student paper gave some data here earlier in the meeting, and then I'll give the residue analysis data for all of these samples that were taken. These were all monolithic slabs, shallow beams, shallow footers, basically dug a trench to do the treatment. Didn't need to rod down to any depth because they didn't have any deep foundations. Trenches were 6 inches deep and usually 4 to 6 inches wide is where the range was for that. Minimal rotting because there wasn't any depth to go, and you can see the kind of gallons that's required for these treatments. These were exterior perimeter treatments. Almost all activity was associated, in fact, all activity was associated with the exterior walls. Most of the time it was on the outside. A couple of them was on the outside and the inside. There's always an exterior wall these were affected with. This is the calculation I used to calculate the half-life, and I'm going to give some data showing half-life from day one through time. So it's always from day one through time. And that kind of affects the how you look at it, because over time, the material that's remaining will bind stronger, so it increases the time of your half-life. There's the calculation that I did use. First of all, did it work? Well, definitely from the time of the very first activity or very first inspection after treatment, there was no activity all the way through 8 years after treatment. So it has been successful. We have been able to inspect these sites throughout all these time frames, not lose any sites to real estate transfers or anything of that nature. Looking at the actual residues, and this is by house, and this is the, I believe, the WG treatments. You can see we start with about somewhere around 50 part per million, a little 40, 50 part per million. And then we get a nice degradation curve, and this is fipronil itself down through 8 years after treatment. Very similar profile that we see with the fipronil residues for the Termidor SC. The untreated control soils that we did take and test were analyzed. There was no fipronil in there, and we also ran the bioassays with them, and the termites did go through them with no significant mortality compared to controls. So that tells us that the soils themselves were not affected from a previous treatment of either fipronil or another material that might be compounding our effects here. Putting the WG and SCs together over the houses and averaging them, you can see a very good profile starting around 40 to 50 part per million from 1 week after treatment, and then dropping with the degradation profile through 8 years after treatment. Now, if we bring those both together and put the SC and the WG together and average those across the board, you can kind of see the kind of profile that we're looking at 1 week after treatment through all the way out to the 8 years after treatment. And then we can see the average. We're supposed to use the mouse, right? There we go. And down here, this is our part per million that we see in the soil profile for the averages over time. And you can see it is degrading over time. Now, what does that mean for half-life? And once again, the way I calculated the half-life was from day one, and then like this would be day one through 1 year, day one through 2 years, day one through 3 years, and this is half-life in months. And as I indicated earlier, when you have a material that stays in the soil over long periods of time, you will increase your half-life over time because of the cumulative binding factors that we have in the soil itself. And we saw this with early work with Dersman and other materials too. With that, to conclude, the structures were not only, they were controlled over through 8 years after treatment, but also very quickly within 1 week after treatment. No activity over that time. Definitely we have a constant fipronil degradation profile in these soils over time. These were sandy clay and some silty clay loam soils. And we see some, you know, enhanced half-lives compared to the agricultural data that we see that's published in papers. And that is normal to what we see with termite work over time. And half-lives will increase as the material sits in that soil over time and binds these cumulative factors. With that, any time for questions? All right, thank you.
We have about a minute for questions.
Way in the back. The question, and if this is wrong, please restate it, but the question, I believe, was what condition would provide for the fastest type of degradation? Would you suggest, okay, definitely if you had the soil with the lowest amount of organic matter and probably the highest pH you could get, somewhere around 9, 10, 11, something like that, it'd be very high pH, and then with that, a high temperature profile, that would challenge just about every active ingredient, including fipronil over time. Yes? Yeah. One of the degradation pathways on here is a biotic, a microbial degradation pathway we do see. Fipronil goes through the fastest form of degradation by photolysis, which is not going to be the biggest concern when you put it into a profile of soil, because you're not getting the UV light to hit it. But that's why you don't have 8 years of control on a concrete surface versus a soil profile. So, thank you, Susan.